In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening. Please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest today is Spencer Alexander. He's the bass player in the New York City rock and roll band Wildlife. They've been active since 2011 and have a number of albums and singles under their belt. Their latest release is a 7-inch on Wicked Cool Records titled Fast Dreams. We'll give a listen to a bit of it now, followed by my chat with Spencer on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Manfred here with you in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and we've got Spencer Alexander with us today for our Coolest Conversations. He's a bass player in the New York City rock and roll band Wildlife. Their latest single, Fast Dreams, has been out a week now on Wicked Cool Records. How are you, Spencer?
I'm doing great, buddy. It's great to be chatting with you again.
Oh, absolutely. I was thinking about this the last time we spoke. That was like 2020, just a few weeks before your album You're the Snake came out. A lot of stuff happened since then. So, does it seem like ages ago, or does it seem like just the other day, like when the album?
It feels like a lifetime, man. It's crazy. Like so much has transpired, as we all know, since 2020.
I mean,
well, it wasn't a great time to put out a record.
what are you gonna say? That must have been really, really hard. Crappy. That right as the album is coming out, everything starts getting shut down. How did you deal with all that?
You know, how did I deal with it? I had a number of ways of dealing with all that. You know, it's like we watched a lot of movies, listened to a lot of music, read a lot of books, made a lot of art. But it was such a bummer because we had this big tour planned and, you know, ready to start promoting it. And then it's like, nothing you can do about it. We never did any of this
virtual shows, you know, Zooming shows and stuff that, you know, we're all in different places. No one's really technologically, together enough for that. Did you guys try and do any stuff like that?
Well, you know, we had a few offers, but we just never got it together. So we kind of just did our own thing through that. You know, we did like a few little recordings here and there, but that was like the extent of it. Yeah.
Well, speaking of recordings, so you've got a new single out now, been out a week now. It's called Fast Dreams on Wicked Cool. Is there like a full length in the works? What's the status report on that, on a new album?
I can report that there most certainly is a full length in the works. Yeah, we've been working on it for like the past 2 years or so.
Yeah.
And we're putting the finishing touches on it now.
Do you have any idea, like, what's, I mean, you know, this stuff can change, obviously, but mm-hmm. What's the best guess on when it would be coming out?
I mean, you know, with label stuff, you never really can tell, but I feel like, you know, we're hoping early next year is the plan, but, you know, that stuff can change, so
right,
the sooner
right.
we can get it out, the better, right? But,
oh, absolutely. So, yeah. Fast Dreams, the A-side to the new single, is that going to be part of the new album?
Yeah, that'll be on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so when you were recording Fast Dreams, was it a session with a lot of the other, a number of the other tracks, all the other tracks that were being, or songs being done for the album? Or did you go in by like a standalone thing? Like basically, when and where did you record Fast Dreams?
Yeah, so I was looking back. We started recording in like February 2023 at Little Steven Studio in New York City. Renegade Studios. It's like our second home. With Jeff Sanoff at the helm. And we kind of just went in with a couple songs, you know, kind of chipping away every time, trying to do a few tracks.
Yeah.
Just kind of booking sessions and banging it out slowly.
And now there's a B-side to Fast Dreams. You guys cover the Tom Petty tune, You Don't Know How It Feels, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But did you do that at the same session as you did the Fast Dreams?
We did, yeah. Yeah, the Tom Petty track we record at the same time.
All right. So let me ask you. So let's get back to Jeff. I know you've worked with him. Like the last album was definitely with Jeff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last night. And prior to that, had you been working with him at all?
All right. So we first started working with him when we did our record Out on Your Block, which I think came out 2018. So, yeah. You know, we had recorded all that in Atlanta. And there were a few tweaks we had to do. So he kind of remixed it and mastered it, or he didn't master it. He just mixed it. So it was kind of like, that was when we first began working with Jeff.
Okay, cool. And what is your, how would you describe, working with Jeff, his personality in the studio?
You know, it's super laid back. We feel comfortable with him, and like he creates a good vibe. And like I said, it feels like a second home to us. You know, it's like we show up and set up and
got some cots set up in the back. Just, you know,
sometimes I'll take a nap on the couch in the studio,
That's nice.
You know, it's like we go to the same place for lunch every time. It's like,
well, that's cool.
You know, we know the spot. It's fun. And he's just a great guy to work with, you know, good vibes all around.
Well, let me ask you this. So I remember having been in the studio there, and the studio used to be right next door to Steven's office space area. Is that mm-hmm. still the case?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, you walk out of the studio and you're in the thick of this office with all these amazing posters everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's a cool vibe. You know, it's like super inspiring, you know, especially for me as a visual artist. I love like kind of, there's something cool to look at everywhere you look.
And so sometimes if you walk over there, you might even see the famous Sammy Semenza.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You step out and grab a coffee and he's usually out there.
Right. Wow. That's
the
cool.
Infamous.
Well, yeah. So back to the tune here, let's drill down on Fast Dreams. My understanding is that Dangerous Dave Feldman, Sam Allen writing this one, you know, Dave being mm-hmm. the lead singer, Sam being the lead guitarist. Is that right? These guys came up with it?
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, when they come up with a tune and they present it to you, is it like, okay, well, come up with a bass part that fits here, or does Sam like have an idea in mind of exactly what he'd like you to play?
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of both. It's, you know, they'll sit down together and write the track, and Sam will record a demo, which, you know, kind of has everything in it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so we'll listen to it as a band and kind of just play it out live and see what works and what doesn't work, and then kind of, you know, take it from there. And kind of that's the real test, you know. And even up until we're recording, we're changing things and messing around with things, and it's like, you know, so it's ever evolving.
Well, speaking about changing things, I mean, since the last time we spoke, you've got a different drummer in the lineup, and I think this is Russ Barnett, but he had played with you earlier on. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, he's been, you know, he was our original drummer on the first two records, you know, and we were looking for a new drummer, and, you know, we were hanging out with Russ, and he came and he's like, you know, what do you think about me playing drums again? And we're like, oh yeah, that'd be great. You know, it's kind of the best case scenario, right? Because, you know, when you, yeah, I mean, you've obviously, you know how it goes with lineup changes and everything, and finding new musicians and especially drummers, that's huge. But it's, you know, for me, it's like I'm more worried about, like, okay, can this new guy, can they hang? Are they cool? You know, is it going to be a good vibe when you're in the van for hours?
Well,
at a
exactly.
Time?
I mean, you know, right? and here you already know what his fart smells like.
Exactly, I've smelled plenty of them.
And he knows what he's getting into, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the weird thing is, it's like, in a lot of ways, it's like he never left the band. It's kind of like a, you know, first practice, it was like, okay, we're back in it. You know, it's strange how that chemistry works.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So back to Fast Dreams. Do you know, Dave, Sam, come up with the song. Do you have any idea what inspired the tune?
Well, you know, you really would have to talk to Dave about the lyrics. I'm kind of the wrong guy to talk to about that, really. You know, he starts off the track by saying you had a little bag you left over from the party as a souvenir, which is apparently about me. He said that I had that. I have no recollection of this. And, you know, that it was, I gave it to him, and then he had some fast dreams.
Well, how about
the
that?
Rest
That's
is history.
Some streams. Yeah. So, yeah, speaking like, are you a guy just in general with dreams, or are you a guy that remembers dreams?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I've been having the most vivid dreams over the past, I don't know, month or so. And it's like, it's really bizarre. And, you know, it's like, it used to be like I'd have dreams every now and again where it's like, oh, wow. I wake up and I'm like, well, that was pretty cool, or that was really intense.
Yeah.
And now it's like every day. And you know, I don't know if that's, I recently became a father, and
oh,
I don't
really?
Know.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Well, that you're sleep deprived. So no wonder.
You know, I think that could be a part of it.
Yeah. So how recent are you a father? How old is the infant, the child so far?
She just turned 3 months yesterday.
Okay, wow.
So we've gotten over that hump of, like, you know, she's sleeping through the night a bit. So
good. Well, there's, so here was my thing. I remember those that time when my daughter was really young, and you know, she put her down to bed at 9, and then going the next morning, and it could have been the middle of the night. She could have been up even or whatever, but seeing her the first thing the next morning, the next day. And looking at her and going, her head is three times bigger than it was yesterday. I do not remember her head being this big. How did that happen?
Yeah,
was
exactly.
It growing the whole time, or literally, where's there some weird, like, you know, where her head grew, like, you know, two sizes bigger within the last 15 minutes or something? You know what I mean?
It's pretty wild. Yeah. It's like you wake up in the morning, it's like, whoa, like, you've got, like, yeah, your ears are bigger, you know. It's like,
yeah,
she's moving her hands around more or something, you know. It's like it's constant evolution. It's such,
well, you
a
know,
weird thing to experience.
Spencer, blink your eyes three times and your kid will be through college.
Yeah look at you, you're on the other side of that, you know?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, it's just
yeah, I mean, it's 3 months have gone by in the blink of an eye, you know. It's crazy.
Spencer, you guys in the past done these pretty cool videos. So there's a video for the new one, right?
There is, yeah. We just did a video for Fast Dreams, and we had my pal Alex Derwick, who's a friend of mine I've known since art school. He directed it, you know, and he's a really talented animator. And we thought, you know, thought it'd be cool to do an animated video. We didn't have a lot of time to film something.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, the premise is that we walk into a bar, and we go up to this arcade game, and it's labeled Fast Dreams, right? And we put a quarter into the machine, and we get sucked into it, and all of a sudden it's wildlife in Fast Dreams. We're playing this racing game, trying to escape police and, you know, angry truckers and all kinds of fun stuff, and trying to get to the finish line.
Yeah, basically, it's like a real thing. Every time you guys get behind the wheels, pretty much like that.
Yeah, life imitates art, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of art, and you mentioned, you know, being a visual artist and seeing the stuff in Steven's office and finding that inspiring, you do a lot of the artwork for the band, right?
Yeah, pretty much all the artwork I do.
All the artwork. And you did the sleeve for Fast Dreams.
I did, yeah.
And you've done stuff for the other Wicked Cool bands?
Yeah, yeah. They kind of, I'm like a hired gun for them, you know. It's like I've worked with quite a few at this point, you know, like Dolly Rotts and Brian Ray, Kurt Baker, Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems. So yeah, it's a lot of fun to kind of collaborate and, you know, transform this sonic element into a visual element. It's a fun challenge.
Well, so are you, in fact, it's like, is your, when you're not rocking, is your vocation being like a graphic designer, an artist?
Yeah. I basically run my own art and design studio. And I'm just kind of like a creative jack of all trades. You know, it's like, I'll do murals. I'll do album covers. I'll do posters, anything that's kind of, you know, needs some cool visual art. You know, illustration work. I just kind of bounce around. Comic books, yeah. Actually, I made my own comic book recently about the guitarist Link Wray.
Oh man! Oh yes.
Yeah.
The guitar god.
Yeah, I'll have to send
Link
you a
Wray.
Copy. Yeah.
Well, I need to see that. You know, he's from it's in Mebane, North Carolina. I think that's where he was born. And he played for a long time at the DC area, but I believe he was from Mebane.
Yeah. I think it's Dunn, North Carolina, actually.
Oh, wow. Well,
I did a lot of research on this.
You're right. I said Mebane because I was thinking of a barbecue place I've eaten there. So I get my great landmarks confused sometimes.
Sure. Yeah, no, I was like, when I was doing that, I was like, I got to make sure I get this stuff right, because, you know, if you mess up details like that, people are not going to be happy.
No. Yeah. Absolutely. Did you ever get to see Link Wray perform?
I wish, and unfortunately I didn't. You know, by the time he passed, I was just wasn't able to. But I, you know, as I put it out, people have been regaling me with stories of, you know, opening up for him, or, you know, seeing him, and it sounded like he was, you know, a true legend right up until the end. He never stopped.
It's true. And there were two things. One, the Woggles were actually offered to back him, had we done that, that would have been the last time he did a tour. But our guitar player at the time, Montague, he'd been taking money from his parents to go to college, and he never did. And so, that finally came to light, and he couldn't go, and so we missed that opportunity. But we did play a show with them and Southern Culture on the Skids at Tramps there in New York, and I had seen him play before in Atlanta, the Star Bar, where you know the Star Bar,
of course.
It was so crazy that his wife at the time, she would get up on stage. You know, he had, you know, didn't have much hair on top of his head, but he did have this long ponytail, and she would get up on stage, and if there were like women down front, and he would, like, you know, I mean, he's a showman, right? He's playing to whoever, And she would like get on stage and sort of grab the ponytail and lead him away from any women that were like at the corner of the stage. It was so bizarre.
She sounds like a real character.
Rick Miller from Southern Culture told me that night, they brought Link up on stage because he wanted to come on stage in the Southern Culture. You know, they do some Link Ray covers and I'm Branded. That was it. And so they got up and did I'm Branded. And this was like, you know, the encore, and this is great. And then they finished. And Link said to Rick, he's like, Rick, let's do another one. And Rick said, oh, sure, Link. What do you want to do? And there's this pause and goes, I'm Branded. And it's like, they just done that. He's like, okay, you know, we just did that. Yeah, but it's such a good one. Let's do it again. So they just went back and did the same song again, you know.
So nice he played it twice, you know.
So exactly. All right, so you are a graphic artist design guy, doing a lot of artwork. And now Dave, when he's not rocking, I remember him doing a lot of bartending. Does he still do that?
Oh, yeah. He does quite a bit of bartending, a lot of DJing as well. Right. Those are his two vocations.
Yeah. And Sam, your guitar player, what does he do when you guys aren't rocking out?
You know, he's teaching a lot of guitar. He's such a guitar wizard that he'll come to practice and he'll be like playing some crazy shit. And it's just like, it cracks me up because he knows everything. Yeah, I mean, literally everything. You can rattle something off and he probably has it in the back of his brain. It's some guitar memory bank.
Oh, that is cool. And what about Russ? Russ, the drummer.
Russ is he's in the corporate world. I'm not really some kind of boring job.
His meat and that allows him to go and do stuff with you guys.
Oh yeah. No, hey, I'm not knocking it, you know. It's like you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
All right. All right. Well, today is the 28th, Friday 28th. You guys have got a record release show going on tonight in New York City, right? Where's it at?
That's right. Yeah, we're playing at Berlin tonight on the Lower East Side.
And who all is playing with you?
Let's see. We got the Outsect, kind of garagey band from Philly, and then this band Grunter, who I think this is like their live debut.
Oh, wow. Live debut.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm excited to check out. They know
they're playing with Wildlife, so the bar's up there. So Grunter's going to have to bring the A game. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. They better.
Yeah. Well, what time do things start this evening?
I think doors open around like 8 or so. You know, it's like, I kind of just show up whenever I feel like it. But
Magic ain't going to happen until you're on stage. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's when it's star time.
That's right.
Okay, so Fast Dreams, the single, the physical single, seven inches of Aural Satisfaction. You're going to have copies of the single to sell the show?
Absolutely, yeah. Stop by the merch table. We'll have plenty of new singles, some new merch, t-shirts, and whatnot.
Okay, you got t-shirts. Do you you got to tell the people that with proper care and handling, this is music to last a lifetime. You know, take a souvenir home from the show, you know, and you can even play a record player. If not, you can look at the amazing artwork done by yourself. You can tell the people.
Put it up on your wall or I don't know, you know, like use it as a coaster. You know, there's a lot of
don't hurt the record. Don't hurt the sleeve. Yeah. Unless they put it in the little plastic thing. You can put it in a plastic sleeve and use it as a coaster.
Okay, there's an idea. Might be on to something.
Do you guys, so record release show tonight. Do you have any other shows in the works?
You know, it's kind of, we've really just been concentrating on this record, but we just booked a show August 17th at Union Pool in Brooklyn. So that'll be a nice little hometown show to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but definitely folks need to come out tonight. Get the copy of the record.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then by the time you guys are playing in August, you may have some other new songs to debut.
Oh yeah, definitely. We've got plenty of stuff in the can. We're just waiting to unveil on the world.
The aural onslaught of wildlife set to begin.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, we're going to give your the B-side to the new single Spin in a Minute. It's a cover of that Tom Petty tune, You Don't Know How It Feels. And for Petty, that was on the Wildflowers album. Came out as a single in 1994. Was actually hit number 13 on the Hot 100, just so that you know.
Look at that.
Yeah, no. Well, I looked this stuff up, you know. Thank God for Wikipedia. But
amazing.
Amazing. So who is the biggest Tom Petty fan in wildlife?
Ooh, that's, you know what? That's kind of a, that'd be a battle. I mean, it might be me. I mean, we all love Tom Petty. I'm just going to tell you, but like, I was able to catch him a few times, you know, on his final tour. And I even saw him with Mudcrutch, his high school band, which was really cool. They did a reunion show at Webster Hall, which I got to check out. But kind of just like, you know, we've been playing You Don't Know How It Feels in our live set for quite a long time. And it just kind of, you know, listening to that, and then that got me digging deeper. And, you know, Wildflowers is one of my favorite records. It's just like there's so much emotion. It's so raw. And it's got such an amazing sound. I'm a huge, huge Tom Petty fan. You know, rest in peace.
Who's so thinking about your arrangement, you guys like speeding it up, turning more into a straight ahead rocker. Whose idea was that?
Yeah, it just kind of like it, you know, it's like, you know, like I said, it's been in our live set for a long time. So I'm trying to remember back when we started playing it. But I feel like that's the way Wildlife just naturally does things, especially with covers. It's kind of, you know, we speed them up and make them a little more punk. And, you know, that's just our style.
And so this song came out originally in 1994. How old were you in 94?
I was 5 years old. But yeah, I do remember hearing it on the radio all the time.
Okay, yeah. You know, you're old enough to turn on a radio and hear it.
Oh sure, yeah.
So at the time when you were hearing it, so you were already a Tom Petty fan when you were pretty young then.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Hey Spencer, I need to thank you for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Manfred, it's been so nice to talk with you, man. Always. It's a pleasure.
Oh, right. That's a two-way street, man. Always good speaking with you, too. And all right, we're going to give the B-side some airtime. Here's Wildlife with You Don't Know How It Feels in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Wildlife here in Little Steven's Underground Garage with a tad of their version of Tom Petty's You Don't Know How It Feels, which is the B-side to their latest single, Fast Dreams, on Wicked Cool Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's bassist, Spencer Alexander, for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. My guest next time around will be Exene Cervenka, lead singer in the seminal Los Angeles band X. Their latest single is Big Black X. It's off their upcoming album, Smoke and Fiction. We'll talk about these releases and the fact that X is one of the headlining bands on the inaugural Little Steven's Underground Garage cruise, set to sail next year, May the 9th through the 13th. That's Exene Cervenka, my guest next time around on your Coolest Conversations here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Podcast. Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.